Hello.
Mr. Hilton.
Yes?
You are the sole proprietor and owner of the Wizzo Chocolate Company?
I am, yes.
Constable Clitoris and I are from the hygiene squad, and we'd like to have a word with you about your box of chocolates entitled the Wizzo Quality Assortment.
Oh, yes.
If I may begin at the beginning. First, there is the cherry fondue. Now, this is extremely nasty, but we can't prosecute you for that.
Agreed.
Then we have number four, crunchy frog.
Oh, yes.
Am I right in thinking there's a real frog in here?
Yes, a little one.
What sort of frog?
A dead frog.
Is it cooked?
No.
What, a raw frog?
We use only the finest baby frogs, dew-picked and flown from Iraq, cleansed in the finest quality spring water, lightly killed and sealed in a succulent Swiss quintuple smooth treble milk chocolate envelope and lovingly frosted with glucose.
That's as maybe, but it's still a frog.
What else?
Well, don't you even take the bones out?
If we took the bones out, it wouldn't be crunchy, would it?
Constable Clitoris ate one of those.
Oh, wouldn't you excuse me a moment, sir?
We have to protect the public. People aren't going to think there's a real frog in chocolate. Constable Clitoris thought it was an almond whirl. They're bound to think it's some kind of mock frog.
Mock frog? We use no artificial additives or preservatives of any kind.
Nevertheless, I advise you in future to replace the words crunchy frog with the legend crunchy, raw, unboned, real dead frog if you want to avoid prosecution.
But what about our sales?
Fuck your sales. We got to protect the public. Now, what about this one, number five? It was number five, wasn't it? Number five, Ram's Bladder Cup. Now, what kind of confection is that?
We use only the finest juicy chunks of fresh Cornish ram's bladder, emptied, steamed, flavoured with sesame seeds, whipped into a fondue, and garnished with lark's vomit.
Lark's vomit?
Correct.
It doesn't say anything here about lark's vomit.
It does at the bottom of the label after monosodium glutamate.
I hardly think that's good enough. I think it's more appropriate if the box bore a big red label warning lark's vomit.
Our sales would plummet.
Well, why don't you move into more conventional areas of confectionery? Like praline or lime cream, a very popular flavour I'm led to understand, or raspberry light. I mean, what's this one? Here we are. Cockroach cluster. Anthrax ripple.
For those of you listening at home, the young constable has just thrown up into his helmet. This is the longest continuous vomit seen on Broadway since John Barrymore puked over Laertes in the second act of Hamlet in 1941.
And what is this one? Spring surprise!
Ah, that's one of our specialities. Covered in dark, velvety chocolate, when you pop it in your mouth, stainless steel bolts spring out and plunge straight through both cheeks.
Well, where's the pleasure in that? If people pop a nice little chalk in their mouths, they don't expect to get their cheeks pierced. In any case, it is an inadequate description of the sweetmeat. I shall have to ask you to accompany me to the station.
It's a fair cop.
And don't talk to the audience.